Thai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University. Professor Shube, great to have you with us again this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Simon. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I think there's a bit of positivity in the air, isn't there, for the first time in a very long time? Some good news coming out about vaccines.
Yeah, I thought I'd start Monday with on a very upbeat note, and it is a very upbeat note because the, you know, remember last week we spoke about the Pfizer vaccine, which was very gratifying news. It showed that there was greater than 90% efficiency when they analyzed the interim analysis of that trial. But now there's even better. Now there's, you might have heard of the company Moderna. It's one of the kind of front runners in the United States. Now Moderna, it's a biotechnology company. Together with the National Institutes of Health, they developed a vaccine, which is now also, they've done the interim analysis. This was a trial of about 30,000 people. And when they did the analysis, 95 of the trial developed COVID. Now, remember, this is done blind to the trialists. When they analyzed it, 90 out of the 95 who developed COVID were in the placebo arm. So only 5 were in the vaccine arm, and all those 5 were very mild. All the severe cases were, there were 11 of them, were in the placebo arm. So this is about 94.5% protection, nearly 95% protection. That's very, very good news. Also, another important factor was that the storage facilities for the Moderna vaccine is a lot better than Pfizer. You remember, one of the problems with Pfizer is that it had to be stored at minus 75 degrees. That's an ultra, ultra low of the fridge. Which is only research institutions have, really. Those fridges are very expensive. But the Moderna vaccine can be stored at minus 20. That's the kind of deep freeze temperature, up to 6 months. And the ordinary fridge up to 1 month. That's a great, great stride forward.
Prof, the Pfizer vaccine, I think, also needed 2 jabs.
Nearly all of the vaccines need 2 jabs, yeah. Both the Moderna and the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca, all of those need 2 jabs. The only one which may not is the Johnson & Johnson, but that's still being evaluated.
So, Prof, in light of all this very good news that's coming out, and it really has buoyed stock markets and everybody's very upbeat, why is it that people are saying it will still take so long? Why are Americans, certain spokespeople, saying that only next winter will we have got on top of this issue?
Well, you must remember these are still the phase 3 trials. They're still with volunteers. It still has to go through a fairly lengthy, very detailed evaluation process for the regulatory authorities. So the first regulatory authorities are the international ones, the WHO and the FDA of the United States. They do the preliminary regulatory assessment. Then it's got to go through the various countries, the various regulatory bodies. In South Africa, it's called SAHPRA. South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. They have to then do the evaluation. So that takes quite a few months still. But look, they're talking about in America even having some vaccine available at the end of the year. But remember, we're in November already. So things are moving at breakneck speed, but probably generally available only sometime next year. But, you know, I think what's really important about this breakthrough is it's a proof of concept. Because up to now, on the trials we were hoping for, 60% or 70%, what these trials are now, there are now 2 of them, and also the Russian Sputnik 5, they are claiming also 92% effectiveness. So we haven't seen that data, but that's what they're claiming. But importantly, what it does show is that these vaccines work, and that's very important, that the concept that you can design a vaccine, which is actually proving to be very effective. Of course, we still got to wait to see how long the immunity is, how durable the immunity is. But even so, this is very, very good news. Very, very buoyant news, I must say.
Prof, did you at all times suspect that there would be numerous vaccines out there at play? Or, you know, for whatever naive reason, thought there'd just be one. Is this far more realistic as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, everybody's jockeying for the pound of flesh. And literally, it is a pound of flesh. You know, this is a disease which is affecting everybody from old people to young people in every country in the world. So there's a tremendous pressure, tremendous economic, tremendous commercial, and tremendous public health pressure. And therefore, it's not surprising that there are so many runners and so many even front runners in the vaccine development, which is good news because, you know, the competition is great. Each vaccine will have its own positive features. And all of them seem to be working, which is great.
Prof, we're going to run out of time, but I want to keep you just for a minute or two more because you've, you've stoked up the conversation here. Rena Ackman from Israel wanting to know, would it be possible, or rather she says, does the prof think that this vaccine will become mandatory? Does the state have the power to in fact insist that everybody is vaccinated?
No, they don't. We used to have in the old days, you know, polio used to be mandatory, smallpox was mandatory in the very old days. Today, no vaccine is mandatory. Vaccine is strongly encouraged, of course, and there's a lot of kind of encouragement from the medical community to get vaccinated, but you can't make it legally mandatory.
Prof, we're going to leave it there because we're out of time, but we've only just scratched the surface. We haven't even gotten to the issue of the fact that the rich have apparently already bought 80% of Pfizer vaccine doses already. And I don't know what that says about...
Should we carry on with this tomorrow then?
I think so, Prof. I think so, okay. Prof. And specifically the moral issues and, you know, absolutely, whether he who's rich survives. Thank you so very much, Prof. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Simon. All the best.